Good day, everyone. Welcome to the LifeInvestigated.com podcast on this 29th day of December 2024. So what's going on in the world today, and what do we need to investigate? What are some subjects that might be worthy of our attention today? Well, one thing is self-defense, i.e., what are you doing about yours? The reason I bring this up, I was reading an article yesterday about the number of Israelis that have taken since October 7th attack over a year ago now on their homeland and on their fellow citizens, and the horrific, monstrous deeds that was committed against them. I was reading an article on how many Israelis have decided to arm themselves now. Typically speaking, according to this article, it appears that most Israeli citizens, not a lot of them own weapons, even though the bigger part of the country was trained in weapons because of the mandatory IDF service for both male and female. There is an alternative program to that for public service. But a good part of your Israelis apparently are well trained in armors. So it's kind of ironic that so many of them did not arm themselves. Of course, I don't know that Israel makes it real easy for them to arm themselves either. But since the October 7th attack, this article went on to state that they received over 200,000 applications in that, you know, little over a year period, which was double the amount of applications that the office that approves them had received in the last 20 years. So this catastrophic and horrific events that happened to them caused the Israeli people to say, maybe we're depending too much on the government, upon the IDF, to protect us the way that we should be. And one lady who was mentioned in this article, she's a midwife, and the article was, stating that she was just recently in the delivery room with a mother, and the mother kept telling her, well, something's pressing against me, hurting me. And the lady that's the midwife forgot that she's now carrying a weapon around with her, and it was the weapon was pushing against the woman's body as she was trying to help her deliver, which was something new to her, that she decided that since she is traveling in many different places and sometimes remote areas after this attack, that it was probably a good thing to be armed and trained and proficient in self-defense. And it went on to say, and this lady went on to say, that, you know, it's come to their attention that both they need more pockets of armed resistance for this type of attack. It's not so much for the Israelis as self-defense as it is for protecting against their border enemies and the people that are trying to annihilate them and do them great harm. So maybe a little different perspective than what we have here in America, but nevertheless, the Israelis are arming themselves. And the other thing the lady mentioned in the article was that they realized they didn't have enough emergency medical structure. There wasn't enough supplies and the people trained in to handle a trauma-type event, to do a triage-type situation. So it was my understanding from the article that, you know, there are pockets or groups of Israelis that are trying to form these little pockets of protection, both by being armed and trained, going to the range and understanding what to do, and have some tactical mindset about them, in addition to this trauma-related mindset as far as providing medical services. And yes, they have emergency response there, but, you know, in the event of a tragedy or an attack of any kind or any type of catastrophic situation, public resources are going to be strained, even here in America. So that's why I'm using this model that the citizens of Israel are developing, and say, you know, we need to get in that kind of mindset too. I know in the United States of America, there are, I would suppose, millions of people that are concealed carry holders, that they are legal to carry in their state except for the communist or socialist states that are run by socialist governors or communist governors that make it impossible for their citizens to get a concealed carry or to even purchase a firearm. And that's socialism, that's communism. I understand it's very difficult, but in a lot of states it's not. So there are millions of Americans that are probably armed. Here's the one thing I've seen as a trainer. Obviously, I operate a training school, Team One Trainer. You can find me on the website, teamonetrainer.com, Team One, using the numeral one, teamonetrainer.com. I am a licensed Virginia training school, and I teach, I think we teach 16 different subjects here that are regulated by the Commonwealth of Virginia. And other states do the same thing. Some of our training may be acceptable in other states. I do have an online platform, by the way. It's through a platform called Teachable. It's protectiveservicestraining.teachable.com, protectiveservicestraining.teachable.com. I've got some online programs that you can take if you're interested there. But nevertheless, I think it's interesting the perspective the Israelites have now as opposed to what they did have and as opposed to what we have here in America. The one thing that the article is stressing, these people, the people in Israel, are taking it real serious. They're going to the range and actually training, getting advice and going through tactical training, knowing how to buy the right weapon that works for their needs and works for what they want to do. And I think we don't pay enough attention to that in America. Even when we decide we want to be ready for self-defense, we don't put as much effort into it as we should. People think that they're expert marksmen. When I teach a concealed weapons class, because unfortunately in Virginia, the concealed weapons class does not require a range qualification. Now, if you came to a armed security class or an armed private investigator class or an armed bounty hunter class, you got to take an additional 2 to 3 days or more training just on firearms and go to the range and do a state qualification course. Not so with a concealed weapon class. There is no range qualification. We used to, at Team One Training, we used to make it mandatory for our training. If you wanted to come to our school, you would have to go to the range also. But there were so many, what I call jacklegs, started teaching the programs and didn't require anything. Some of them basically just signed a certificate and don't give you any training. You know, my concealed weapon classes really dropped off because people didn't want to spend the extra time and or money to buy ammo to go to the range to train with the weapon that they're going to carry. Now, that's asinine, people. That's just absolutely silly. If you say that you are interested in self-defense to the point that you want to apply for a concealed weapons permit so you can carry that weapon on your person, etc., then you should be willing to commit the time for training. And a lot of people will come in and say, oh, well, you know, I haven't shot a gun in years, but my dad taught me how to shoot. Well, what did he teach you how to shoot? Well, he taught me how to shoot his rifle. You know, he'd take me out and we'd shoot cans or shoot rabbits or something. And, you know, well, let's compare apples to apples, okay? And we're not when we have that mindset. And if you're not shooting on at least some type of regular basis, what skills that you do have from a tactical standpoint you have lost, or they've gotten rusty or scaled over. In addition, we got to start training our mind. We have to train our mind to be tactically focused when it comes to firearm ownership, i.e. carrying concealed for self-defense purposes. Now, in Virginia is an open carry state. So if you're legal to own a firearm In most places in Virginia, you can carry it displayed as long as it's secured and you're not creating a hazard with it. Now, there are some localities that you cannot, that have voted in particular town or county ordinances. You would just have to go on that particular jurisdiction's website and find out what their particular policy might be on carrying a handgun. Always research. Do your research before even going into another state. But the bottom line is this. Got to have the mindset that if you're going to protect yourself either from a foreign invasion like the Israelites are doing, or from the scumbag that wants to break into your house or break into your car, or when you're walking to your car at night coming out of work or coming from the mall, that some scumbag is laying on the pavement underneath the car ready to attack you, to rape you, or to steal your money or steal your car, or just generally just evil that is out there, that evil wants to produce evil, friends. I mean, that's what they want to do. And if somebody is in that train of thought, they're beyond reasoning with. And their goal is take what you got or take your life just for the fun of taking your life. That's the kind of society that you have to deal with today. Evil lurks around every corner, and we don't even know what that evil looks like until it actually has already completed its act. So what do? We prepare. And as we prepare, we do what? We train. And we got to change our mindset here. Because listen, I'm be the first to tell you that I'm glad that Donald Trump has been reelected to the presidency. However, he is not the savior of the world, and he's not your savior. He will help things in this economy, and he will help with the security of the country as long as he is able to get his policies implemented. But there's still going to be plenty of evil to go around, folks. Plenty of evil to go around during Donald Trump's tenure. And Donald Trump is not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere all the time to personally protect everybody. So we have a responsibility, and I've always said this, we have a responsibility to protect ourselves. What are we going to do? We're going to change our mindsets. That's what we need to do. Spend some time thinking about the things that you need to do, making a plan, get you some good quality training. If you are going to select a weapon for the first time, a handgun, for example, the number one rule of that, people always want to know what ammunition, what caliber, blah, blah, blah. My number one rule for telling somebody about buying a handgun is this. You got to buy what is comfortable for you to handle and carry. I use the comparison of buying a pair of shoes. If you buy a pair of shoes that are too small or too big, they're no good to you. Number one, you're not going to wear them, or they're going to be so painful when you wear them. If they're too small, you're not going to wear them. If they're much too big, what's going to happen? When you step, your feet's going to fall out of the shoes if they're much too big for you. So what good's it going to do for you to select? And I'm not trying to be sexist in any way, but if you're a 90-pound female, or if you're a 90-pound man, and you go buy a 45 caliber automatic and think that weapon's going to fit you and you're going to be able to carry it and manipulate that weapon and be accurate with that weapon, you're sadly mistaken. Not going to happen. So you've got to buy a weapon that suits you. And one that you can manipulate, and that you can, when I mean manipulate, that you can chamber around in it, that you can pull the safety off and you can squeeze the trigger without, and be accurate at the same time. So that's one thing that's been on my mind, that's been prevalent and I think we need to take a look at, especially more so reading the article about the population of Israel. Things are still going to be bad, folks. Things are still going to be bad. We still have an obligation. In closing, the Life Investigated podcast, good old JB keeps sticking the middle finger up at America in his commutations, in his spending, in his signing executive orders or passing different union legislation and getting these crooked, corrupt socialist judges in. That's Chuck Schumer doing that. Chuck Schumer is a disgrace to the Senate. He should be expelled from the Senate, and the Republicans should stop working with him. He is an absolute traitor to this country. He's as much a traitor to this country as the crime family and the